إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the famous ayat of Surah Al Imran, تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُضِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah said, He is the one who gives izzat and He is the one who gives zillat. He is the one who gives honor and He is the one who takes it away and substitutes it with dishonor. And بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ, and in your hand is khair. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, and you are the one who has the qudrat and who has the control over everything. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about izzat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah said, verily, all honor, all izzat is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he said, Izzat and honor is for Allah and is for His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for His Rasul and for the mu'mineen. Now we therefore understand two things. Number one, that Izzat and honor and prestige is not something that we can acquire for ourselves. It is not something that we get because of what we possess. It is not something that we get because we are rich or poor. It's not something we get because we have knowledge or no knowledge. It's not something we get because we are handsome or not handsome or any other reason. Not because we belong to this family or that nationality or this race or that color. Izzat we get if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it. And so also, dishonor is not because of a position or because a position was taken away. We have seen great presidents and prime ministers and dictators and kings being made zaleel and being dishonored while retaining their positions. I'm not talking about a revolution happening and then the dictator or the ruler was hanged. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about rulers who remained in their seats. They did not lose any elections. They did not lose their seat. They did not lose their head or their chair. But they were dishonored. They became laughing stock of the whole world. People were laughing about them and making jokes about them, and they were insulted publicly while retaining their official position. And we have seen not one instance of this, we have seen any number of instances. So izzat comes, honor comes or gets taken away, not because of your position or your wealth or your power or your authority, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it away. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it, as the case might be. Now who does He give it to and who does He take it away from? As I said in the ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Izzat is only for Allah and for His Rasul and for those who believe in Allah and His Rasul and who follow the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are in one word called Mumineen. What is the tarif of the mu'min? What is the description of who is a mu'min? Mu'min is the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who believes in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who obeys the orders of Allah and he obeys the orders and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody who does not do these things is not a mu'min. He may be a Muslim, but is not a mu'min. The tarif of the mu'min is this. Therefore, I remind myself and you that let us, since all of us want izzat and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us izzat and never to take it away, if we want it, then we have to see how do we get it. And as we see from here, you don't get it by money or whatever else. You get it by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives him izzat. The one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follows the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then loves. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. The one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who follows and does the ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, as we know from the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam and announces and says, I love so and so. Oh Jibreel, you also love so and so. This is the hukum given to the angel. And Jibreel alayhi salam then announces to the inhabitants of the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, and you also love that person. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, izzat for that person and love for that person and acceptance for that person is established in the hearts of the creation, in the hearts of the people and of other things in the world, in the universe. And the opposite is equally true, where if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a person because of what they do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the same thing. He calls Jibreel alayhi salam and announces and tells him, I hate so and so, I dislike so and so, and you also do the same. And Jibreel alayhi salam then announces that to the inhabitants of the heavens, and dislike for that person, hatred for that person is established on the face of the earth. How many people currently in their seats of glory are sitting? How many of them are there who the people of their lands, they hate them? Just ask a simple question. Why does a leader, why does a popular elected leader in a democracy need security? Simple question. We are not talking about dictatorships. If a dictator is surrounded by police and he has got, you know, armed escorts, then one can understand because he is a dictator. Nobody wants him there. But in a democracy, when somebody has been popularly elected, why does he need security? For what? So it shows that these popular elections and all that are a sham. Actual izzat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who has the izzat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he walks free. He does not need any security. He does not need anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him. And that person, even though, you know, he may not be very powerful to look at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua. And that is the real power. That is the real power. So I remind myself and you, especially as we said, these last days, and today is the last of those days where... you know, there are some good days. So we say today is the last of the good days. There are some other days which... The day itself is neither good nor bad. It is the actions of the people which make a day good or which make a day bad. Illa mashallah, of course, there are some days which Allah has decreed as good, but Allah has not decreed any day as bad. Some specific days Allah has decreed as good as the... like the last 10 days of Ramadan and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and Yawmul Jum'ah and so on. But Allah did not decree a particular day as bad. Alhamdulillah, all days are good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's time is good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's the actions of people. It's the actions of people which make a day good or bad. And today is the day where there is probably the greatest consolidated collective disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we must make tawbah. We must stay away, obviously, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will stay away, but also make special dua and make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Because remember, if the azab of Allah comes, it will come on the heads of everybody, including those people who may not directly be taking part in these things, but because they are there, if the azab of Allah comes, everybody gets affected. So, what cools the azab of Allah is to give sadaqah, is to make tawbah, is to ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf and also on the behalf of all our brothers and sisters. May Allah guide them. They are misguided. They don't have the sense to understand what is right and wrong. What greater symbol of or sign of stupidity can you get? Yeah, these are all people who walk around with big names and titles and so-called, supposedly the cream of society. Eh? Are they the cream of society, or are they what floats on top in a cesspool? The lumps float on the top. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Think about this. So the point is that if somebody does not even have the sense to distinguish between haram and halal, he does not even have the sense to distinguish between what is right and wrong. I'm not talking about the non-Muslim, I'm talking about the Muslims. The non-Muslim, the one who does not accept Allah, he's doing whatever he's doing. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Muslims who are doing, who are engaging and indulging in these things. The man or woman calls himself or herself a Muslim, and then they deliberately they indulge in haram. What is that? I mean, that is a sign of intelligence or a sign of colossal stupidity or what? Right. So anyway, let us make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should guide them and open their eyes to the evil that they are involved in and they are spreading. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to withhold his anger, to withhold his, and to cool his anger, and to not to send his azab on the cities and the towns where people are disobeying him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat us all with his mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to forgive our sins, those we do deliberately, those we do unknowingly. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us on the path that pleases him, and to enable us to do only that which is pleasing to him, and to save us from everything which is displeasing to him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.